jury in Virginia Beach, Virginia, has found John Allen Muhammad guilty of capital murder for his role in a series of sniper shootings that killed 10 people in the Washington, D.C. area. The 42-year-old was convicted in connection with one of the murders and on conspiracy, weapons, and terrorism charges. The sentencing phase of his trial is underway. The case against Muhammad's alleged accomplice, Lee Boyd Malvo, opened yesterday in nearby Chesapeake, Virginia. Malvo is charged with the murder of Linda Franklin, a 47-year-old FBI analyst. NPR's Jackie Northam reports from Chesapeake.
The prosecution presented 17 witnesses in the first day of its case against Malvo. The 18-year-old defendant watched as a procession of law enforcement officers, medical examiners, forensic and weapons experts took the stand. They testified about the bullets and shell casings picked up at the crime scenes and the damage those bullets inflicted. The jury saw one witness assemble a Bushmaster rifle, the same type of gun that was used in the murder of Linda Franklin. The real gun is being held as evidence at the trial of John Allen Muhammad. Franklin's husband, William, also took the stand. He answered questions in a matter-of-fact voice about what happened on the night that his wife was killed, as they stood near their car outside a hardware store. For the most part, the defense spent little time cross-examining him or the other witnesses. They're planning to mount an insanity defense. They acknowledge that Malvo did play a role in the sniper shootings, but that he was a victim of severe indoctrination by the older Muhammad. Defense lawyers, however, strongly challenged the prosecution's effort to admit into evidence a recording of Franklin's call to 911 after his wife was shot. The prosecution said the audio tape was necessary to show the agony of the killing. The defense argued that hearing the anguished voice of William Franklin could be prejudicial to their client's case. Judge Jane Roush agreed. Yet the judge in the Muhammad trial heard the same tape and decided to admit the 911 call into evidence. There may be more areas of departure between the two judges hearing the same evidence in these overlapping trials. And there was some question on whether Muhammad's guilty verdict would have an impact on the lawyer's strategy or on the jurists. Lead defense attorney Craig Cooley says both the prosecution and defense knew that sooner or later the jury would hear about the outcome of the Muhammad trial.
I think we've all accepted the fact that our jurors are very, very likely to become aware of this, and that's not because they will seek out this information. It's just something that we think would be almost impossible in the course of their day to totally avoid any information about that verdict.
Cooley said defense lawyers chose not to tell Malvo about Muhammad's conviction right away, preferring to take more time with their client to break the news to him. Malvo looked shaken several times during court proceedings Monday. His head fell to his chest when a picture of Linda Franklin, her head battered and bloodied, was displayed on a large screen. Malvo stared straight ahead when several witnesses pointed to him as the person they had seen near the area where the shooting occurred, and at the rest stop where he and Muhammad were finally arrested. The defense says it would like to begin presenting its case Friday. The prosecution says it plans to have presented all of its witnesses by then. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Chesapeake.